That's what we're doing, trying to clarify the halacha of that Karban Pesach was Nechal al Asova. Okay, go ahead. So, what's the Gemara? What's the Gemara in Pesach Ma'ayin Amar Alef? Yeah, go ahead.
The Gemara in Pesach Ma'ayin Amar Alef. Hagiga haba im ha-Pesach.
Okay. As long as the listener doesn't mind.
The Gemara in Pesach Ma'ayin Amar Alef. Hagiga haba im ha-Pesach ne'achel es tefila. Kedei she'yehe Pesach ne'achel al ha-Sova.
Yeah, that's wrong.
So that poses a couple of questions here. Go ahead.
וכבר עמדו בזה, מה נסחדש בקרבן פסח, צפי מכל הקרבנוס, אבל גם בכל הקרבנוס יש תנחילה על הסופה. וכתפסק הרמב״ם, בפרק יוד מהוקוס מייסר הקרבנוס, על התאיר א', חייסו להם אכילה מועטס, אוכלים עם החולן ושומוס, כדי שתהיה נחלס עם הסופה. ואם כן, מהו הדין המיוחד בקרבן פסח? גם צריך יהיה מי אולמי דקורפן פסח מחגיגה שנחל אחריה, או גם חגיגה אין הנחס על
אלה. Okay, so that's really the most crucial question. I mean, he's saying Karban Pesach is in an echal al asova, right? And really, it's halachan ol kachin, right? You saw the Ran?
Yeah.
The Ran daf chavgim, what's the lashon Ran over there? Okay, the Ran on Daf Chav Gimel. Yeah, Henoch showed me this Ran. Achila Gasa, Hainu Chav Gimel Amar Al. The big Gibra Masel is Dil Masel Lamechel. And then the Ran says, in bracket, Achila Gasa, Hainu Kol Sheachal Kodim Lachem. Kol Kach Sheni Achal Lecha Lacha Mikan Ela Bekushi. אבל על הסובה ודאי שמו אכילה. וחשיב את צווי. It's even better. ומשום הכי פסח וקודשם אין נאכולם אלא על הסובה. כלומר, אחר אכילה. That's interesting. So the Ran, if we were to trust this, these brackets, the Ran equates them both. פסח וקודשם, אין נאכולם אלא על הסובה. כלומר, אחר אכילה. Kederach kol machol chashiv, shu bol of asof. Alright, okay. Alright, we'll come back to that, but that's the Ran. The Ran seems to quit the... So according to the Rav, what's the special halacha of what? Of Karban Pesach. But the main question is like this. I mean, the main question, let's concentrate on one question. The question is, that if kachim anachol malasova, so what do you do with the chagiga? Why do you sacrifice the Chagiga for Karban Pesach? Okay, go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
That's a question. The Ramban quotes by Maaseh Karbanos, that seems to say, in other words,
yeah, the Ramban Maaseh Karbanos, with Perek Yud, Halacha Yiraf. Do you want to read the whole Ramban? Read the whole Ramban.
I don't have it here. I mean, I have it here, but I don't have it. Read it out.
You can look
in.
It's speaking by old Kutcher, right? In other words, there wasn't much basa. Right, so you eat together chulin and shumas. Okay. So I mean, he's talking about the same problem as the Ran in a sense. That you have to get in between achila gasa and in between achila gasa and achila, which is not alasova. So in between is alasova. Okay. Yes. That's a problem. He doesn't mention that problem. That's a problem. I mean, if you're going to say they're all equated. So then, how could the Rambam say in Perek Yud Aleph? that Haisalam Achilu Matas Ochlin Ima Chulnu Trimos. He should have said Ochlin Tchila Chulnu Trimos. He also uses Ima Sova, not Allah Sova. But he doesn't seem to make much out of that. I mean, I like to go along first along with the Machaber of the Sefer. Let's see what is quoted from the Rav. Okay, so he seems to be saying that they're all equated. Okay, so what does he say?
Dehine, how the korban pesach nakal ala silva nira de alpina lamikra the almatzas umarori yochulu. Vehim kain kivin shagam b'chol hakachem nolag dimza bal korach shav korban pesach neamar din miyucha ba'achila ala silva yosar mishar hakachem. The korban pesach achiv ala silva mechayev la'achol la'achar hakachem ve'ala silva shal hakachem.
Okay, so what is he saying? So he's saying that since all kachim are necham ala sova, so why do you have to have a separate ribui? And where is that ribui from? That's a mechilta, right? That ribui tells you, what you checked it out, right?
Yeah.
So what does it say? Al matzim ram yachlu. Al matzim ram yachlu. It's in the Mechilta on the Pasuk of Sliyash Matzah. So I'm also going to call Vachlas Pasvala Lazah Sliyash Matzah. So I'm Ram Yechlu.
Sorry, the
Devarachah
quotes the Pasuk from
Ben Midbar. Quotes us from the midbar.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, you're right. Mikan amar pesach nechol achilas silva. The ain matzah umoror nechol achilas silva. So it's telling you two things: that the pesach is nechol achilas silva ala silva, and matzah umoror are not nechol achilas silva. They don't require achilas silva. Okay. How's it telling you that? Because saying al matzah samar mechlu. So first eat matzah samar, and then you eat the pesach. So the pesach is nechal al asova, because you have the matzah samar preceding it.
Right.
And but the matzah samar don't have anything preceding them, so they're not nechal al asova. I mean that's the limud, right? Okay. So go ahead. So what does he say?
Is that a question already?
So his question is, why do you have to have a special limud for Pesach as Nachal al Asova? The Mechilta should have just said, Mekan Shematzim Ram, Ein Nachal al Asova. But it's mashma that the Mechilta is telling you two dinim. One din with regard to Korban Pesach that's Nachal al Asova, and another din with regard to Matzim Ram that's not Nachal al Asova. Right? So the question is, why do you have to have the extra din by Korban Pesach? That's Nechal al-Asava, when all kachim have to be Nechal al-Asava. Okay, so what does he say? So it must be a din miyuchad. So what's the din miyuchad? Okay. So he's saying that there's two alasovas. One alasova is alasova shel matzamar, anything. Okay, then there's another alasova, which is an alasova of kutchin. Alasova of kutchin. It's like to understand that concept. I know. It's really, it stands in opposition to the limud itself. Because the limud is al-matzis ram yachlu. So that, so this lets you hear that what? That Korban Pesach is Nechal al-Asova because it's Nechal al-Matzim Ramanat because nothing precedes them. So how does he derive from there the din? I mean, the very case of the Mechilta is not a case of Achilas Kachim. The Rashi and on Dafayin Amud Aleph. So Rashi says Nechal al-Asova. Rashi says it's not Mashmi is learning it from a pasuk. It's Mashmi that it's just saying it's a natural thing that it should be achila chashuva. So it's achila shal mitzvah. So it should be achila chashuva. That's what Rashi seems to learn. It doesn't seem to say it's a pasuk. It doesn't quote the mechilta. Yeah, and the Ran also seems to say it's achila chashuva. Yes, Gemara says it's true. The Gemara says alamei ba. In order, Kadeshia Pesach, Nechal al-Asova. So, but the question is, what about it itself? It itself is not Nechal al-Asova. What do you do with that? So, that's the problem. So, the Rav wants to answer that there's two Nechal al-Asovas. That the Chagiga is Nechal al-Asova because it's after Matz and Mar. And that's enough for Chagiga. But for Pesach, you need that it should be a Asova Shel Korban. So what the Rav means is, what's the name? Nechal al-Asova shel kachim. So Rashi says that sheyu nenin b'achilaso u'michshiv lohem. U'michshiv lohem. And the Ran also says that kederach kol achila chashuva shebol v'sof. So it means that there's two halachas in Nechal al-Asova. One is that it's an achila which is nenin b'achilaso because you're not hungry. And the second thing is it's chashuv because it comes after something, a forish by, something that came before. So it depends what the nature of the thing that came before is. In other words, that will determine what the chashivas is. So if kachim came before, so it makes it more chashiv. Makes it more chashiv. Okay. Additional feature of Nechal al-Asova by Korban Pesach, that what? That it's, that it requires to be placed in a special status. And what is that status? That it comes after a Michael that's Choshev, which is Kachem. That's what the Rav is saying. Okay. I mean, the question still remains from the Mechilta. Because the Mechilta just says that it's Nechal al-Asova on Matzen Mar. Matzen Mar.
You can answer that the way you're explaining it.
So Reb Chaim got rid of the question. I mean, the main question was, what do you do with the Chagiga? So Chaim says there's no halacha by a carbon that a baila meets that it must be nechal al-asova. That's only in the Migdash, the kabbonis that the kahanim have. There's a kiyum achilas kahanim. That's where you require what? Nechal al-asova. But Pesach is different because Pesach, even though it's an achilas baila, it requires achila al-asova. But the achila al-asova, according to Chaim, is no different than any other achila al-asova. Okay? The Rambam that he quotes in Perek Yud, and what is it, Maaseh Korbanos?
Yeah.
So the Rambam over there, like we mentioned before, he says, "Oysol lehem achila halach yiraf. Oysol lehem achila muetas ochlani machulin uchumos kedeshe tia nechelas emasova." Okay. So that's really a problem because if it's ala sova, so it should be. He should have said, "Oysol lehem achila muetas ochlani ima ochlan." Tchila, chulin or chumos, kidei shetiyah necheles alasova. He doesn't say that. He says he eats it together. So that means the first part of the consumption is not alasova. So how could you do that? Okay? How could you do that? So in contradistinction to by Korban Pesach, you can't do it because it has to be nechal alasova. He says, "Lefichach hamikra shalmei chagiga barbasor, ochel man tchilo, v'achkachoch b'sar pesach, k'delis boa mimenu." says kedel is bone imenu, and in chametz and matzah he says achilas svia, doesn't he say?
He says that in Gimel, right?
What? Achilas Svea, right. Right. Not Imasova.
Right.
But that's...
No, what are you reading, you say?
The same
what?
Word.
In Parakas, the beginning of it. Lizboamimena. So I want to say like this. That there's two alochas of Nechol Nalasova. One alocha of Nechol Nalasova is alocha Nechefza Shokarm. Okay, it's a loch in the Chefza Shel Karben. The other, now that loch in the Chefza Shel Karben means that the Chefza Shel Karben should be masbiya the person. You see. So that means he shouldn't walk away from the Karben hungry. So then it's cumulative. Everything he ate up to that point is all counts to create a state of svi in the gavra. So that's halacha in shor kachim, because halacha in the cheftz shor kachim should be nechal alasova means that it should be something that creates svi. Should emerge from that achila. As a matter of fact, I just happened to come across, so you got a gemara brachas here. Mechelas im hasova, im hasova, because that's halacha in the chefza, that the chefza should have the should be part of the attribute of svia. So therefore, since it should be part of the attribute of svia, so it should be an achila that's svia, that's must be of the person. That's halacha in the chefza. It must be im hasvia. That's the kiyum. Just happened to come across the stasis. That's the kiyum in the chefza. It's like stasis uses the same lashon and on daf mem ches amud aleph, where stasis says. So Taisha says that he can't be motzi unless he eat a kzayis daga by the Maisa by Yana Melech and Shimon Shetach. So he says, Mashma she'em ochal kzayis daga and she'ochal hotzi afacherim she'ochlu al hasova. Interesting, al hasova. See, al hasova over there doesn't mean al hasova after you satiate. It means that you ate kidei svia. So the term alasova, and the Rambam doesn't have that term. Rambam has ima svia, and he has achilas svia. Achilas svia. So, but you see from Taisa, even Taisa, alasova doesn't necessarily mean after you're satiated. Okay? So I want to say that the halacha vis-a-vis the kachim, shor kachim, is simply halacha that the chefza must be involved in achila shel sphere. That's the kiyum. Okay? That it shouldn't be an achila where you walk away hungry. So therefore, if the hoyslam achila moetes, so you mitzare if other things together, so that it, what emerges is that the kachim is involved in a creating svi in the gavra. Okay? So that's why the first bit you eat is also counts as that which is involved in creating svi. Okay? And now what's the now what now how does it work by carbon pesach? Carbon pesach doesn't work that way. And why? But I want to say to Mishael like this, that the by carbon pesach, it's a halacha in the maisa mitzvah achilas pesach. The maisa mitzvah achilas pesach. And that's why it says mitzvah min amuvcha lechol pesach achilas svia. So it's halach in the maisa ha-mitzvah. It's not halach in the chefza. That the maisa ha-mitzvah should be a maisa mitzvah of achila sova. So if it's the maisa ha-mitzvah, so you can't... So the moment you start the maisa ha-mitzvah, it must have that quality of sova. So that's why you eat the chagiga first. Because the chagiga, the only thing you require in the chagiga is it is kachim. I'm learning that way. I'm learning that it's chayiv in the sphere. The only thing you require in the chagiga is that it should be an achilah masbia. So therefore, after you get finished eating it, you will be sovea. Okay? And that's why you're not sacrificing the chagiga for the Pesach. Because that's the kiyum in the chagiga, it's the kiyum in the chefza. But the maisa mitzvah of achilah salayla is the maisa mitzvah of carbon Pesach. The maisa mitzvah must be a special kind of achilah. And achilah alasov means each kizayis, each morsel has to partake of the quality of sviya. So that's why it must be after the chagiga. Because that's when the person is in that state, and that's when every bit of achila that he does is achila sviya. Okay, that's how I would answer the question. The Ram's lashon mitzvah min hamufchah fits in very well, because he's talking about the quality of ma'aseh mitzvah. That the ma'aseh mitzvah should have that quality. So then it must be from the onset. So you have to have, so you satisfy chagiga, because from the chagiga he merges to a sphere. And now you're in a state where you can satisfy the requirement that every kizayis of the achilah shel mitzvah is a masbiah. That's what's new in Karban Pesach. Because it's the ma'aseh mitzvah is machayev. Well, the Rambam means like this, that the chagiga brings him to a certain state where he's not hungry anymore, where he's soveya. And now there's a large space there. In other words, once you reach that state, now everything you eat is being masbia. It's being serving to be masbia until you reach achila gasa, but it's serving to be masbia. So it's functioning as a masbia. So therefore, that's the nechal alasova is. So the sviya is a part of the ma'isa achila, ma'isa mitzvah, achila sa carbon pesel. That's what I think Ram means.
One thing is what we mentioned before, that the Rambam of Achila Sova seems to be a different Achila Sova, because he doesn't mention eating before, he mentions eating it together with. That's in Ma'aseh Kabanos, right? Give Ma'aseh Kabanos al Achiyat Aleph, was it?
Yeah.
Another thing is that the Rambam Karban Pesach mentions Mitzvah Min Amufcha L'chol B'sar Pesach Achila Sova. So you see right away it's only a Mitzvah Min Amufcha. If it were the same as in Ma'aseh Kabanos, it wouldn't be a mitzvah and a mufcha, it would be a necessity. So, according to the Rav, the simplest way to answer this is really Reb Chaim. That's the clearest way. And Achilas Bailam, there's no din of Sova, which is from Ma'aseh Kabanos. And there's a different din. The din in the mitzvah achila, completely different din in the mitzvah achila, and that's why you don't have any problem with chagiga. That would be the clearest, simplest way to answer it. I am answered it in the notes, except it's not really fleshed out much. But according to the Rav, you can have a problem. Why is it only a mitzvah min hamufcha? And if you don't have a chagiga, why isn't it like shar kachim? Must be nechal alasova. So you must say, according to him, you'll have to say there's two dinim. He doesn't have it, though. That's what I'm saying. It's like that piece is very sparse. But you'd have to say that the din of Shor Kachim, that it's Nechal Alasova, that you Makayim with Matzah and Mara first. But the din of the special din in Karban Pesach of Nechal Alasova and the Maisa HaMitzvah, that din, that it's alasova of karbanos. That's the way you'd have to interpret the Rav. But according to Abhayim, it's the simplest one. It'll be in line with what we were saying. That by kachin, it's halacha. It's not a mitzvah and a mufcha. It's a necessity. That it must be nechal alasova, but that alasova is a different alasova. That means that the kachim should lead to sphere. You shouldn't walk away from the kachim hungry. It's designed kachim, so to speak. But that's a different achila alasova. But the achila alasova of Karban Pesach related to the mitzvah saseh, and that's why you must first be in a state of sova, so that the maisa mitzvah is a maisa mitzvah shel sviya. And that's only a mitzvah min hamufcha, it's not ma'akev. That seems to me to be the clearest way to go. Okay? I just wanted to finish off that piece. All right, now let's take this other piece. I don't have much to say on it except for the last part. But the first part is interesting because the kasha, if you just take the kasha and you just use the proper methodology, you'll arrive at his answers. And in other words, the question is, why is it that it's not notar after chatos? And why is it that it's not pigul after chatos? So there you say yes, say right away, because the halacha of the maisa mitzvah lechilu for Pesach is until chatos. It's not halacha in the chefta shel carbon and the kiyum of the carbon. The kedushas of carbon, as he calls it. The kiyum of the carbon. So that's logically, you could say that immediately just by following the method of thinking. And then, of course, you're going to get stuck with the question as to why you can't eat it after chatos and not have the mitzvah, but in terms of the chesed shel korban have the kiyum after chatos, like by shel korbanos. And for that, you have to answer that korban pesach can only be nechal in the framework of a chila shel mitzvah. That would really, that really is something that simply by using the derech, he'd be able to come right with those two conclusions. But of course, he fleshes it out very nicely, beautifully, with his rayas and especially the part where he answers the Ramban's kasha, why the Rambam isn't mona the yisur of Achilas Pesach Bayom. That, you went through the piece, I don't have to go through it. But it's beautiful, the way he does it. He fleshes it out. But I'm just pointing out to you that in terms of the kasha, you can answer it all simply by methodology. But he brings nice rayas. He adds a lot to it. Okay. But what I wanted to just finish off was the last part is a little bit difficult. And that starts with the Bahachim Yana de Isra Nosa Le Pesach Yesh Lahoyer. Let somebody take it from there. That's a powerful kasha. Okay. And then he brings riots because there's no din of ishtadlus there. And also when psulim mikdashim, masalos mepsar kachim, lachas manachilosim. That's a powerful kasha. Now let's see what the answer is, how he answers it. Go ahead.
The mikivan de pesach eno melchal elal menuyav. V'im menuyav mu'atim ta'amim she'enam nechom lachol asa pesach. Al kein enza iser lahusir kama b'chol hakasha.
That's difficult. Why is that difficult? That's a very difficult formulation. It's the same lav. You can only say that on its Rachmana Patre. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be the way to go, though. It's on its Rachmana Patre. To say it's a different answer is really very difficult. I could just go to Ashen Apostle like that because you're going to say it's a matter of you don't have enough Ochlin. So you should try to have enough Ochlin. Don't so on its Rachmana Patre. Let's see how he formulates it. Formulation is very difficult. El havi yisum miyuchad b'pesach. What?
El havi yisum miyuchad b'pesach. She hitila alav pasora chiyuv lishtadel shlo lahosir mi b'sar ha-pesach.
What kind of a thing is that? Kind of a thing. It's like an ad hoc answer. It's like just where do you see the raisa chiyuv lishtadel? The whole thing is alien to the raisa concept. Mishtadel? We find a mitzvah in Mishtadel. It's a very strange formulation. It's just not to be found anywhere. It goes against the whole way we understand the structure of mitzvahs. That it sounds almost like a philosophy. philosophical. Go ahead.
Im lo matza maspek menuyim ve'im biyado lechol as kol ha-pesach. Eina lov iser shobal sosiru.
Very strange. Very strange. You have mishtadl, but if you're not mishtadl, then v'rakim ha-siru.
V'rakim ha-siru v'meizir, sh'ay biyadam la'achlo kulo, sh'ay kulo iser shobal sosiru.
Very difficult. I mean, the answer, this answer is very, very not like a brisk answer. I mean, the whole thing doesn't sound right. And in this law, you have no right to darshan and say, over here, because it's hard, so the Torah said, so there's no issue. And, but nevertheless, it's a new mitzvah to be mishtadl. I mean, it's like, it's an ad hoc answer. Where do you see such a formulation of the raisa? Well, I'm mishtadl. The raisas are either, it's not ishtadlus. What is he quote from the tziv? What is he from the tziv?
You mean we had a tziv behind the parshas bo or parshas ba'alosecha? Shekosa shehalav shel lo yashiru eno kishen nosar me'ela. Ela ikar ha'isser hu lahashir bi'adayim kishen makshavosu l'shayro l'machara. Ukein shekosa v'achina b'tam ha'isser. Shebetis Mitzrayim nihia kual Yisrael v'bnei malachim. Mamlachas Kohen Vadoi Kadosh. Lorach B'nei Torah. El Gam B'nei Malachim. Ugedasiv Yisrael Mamshalosav. Bein Derech B'nei Malachim. Vashayar Mimachal Am Lamachras. Vizehu Halav HaKadosh. Lo Lahashir Mitzar Pesach. Al Kol Shehishtadu. Shlo Lashayar. Ein Kan Lav Kla. Ula Lezakim Rabbeinu Zatzal.
What does Rabbeinu mean? It means the rough.
Rough, yeah.
So he added this thing from the tzitz. But that's philosophy. I mean, that's not halacha. Strange. I was thinking maybe a different shot. Anybody want to try to say it? All right, so I'll tell you what I had in my mind. You see, the lava lo sotziru means you shouldn't leave something over. Leaving over, by definition, means that you could eat it. But you're leaving it over. So zero shouldn't leave it over. But that's not the same thing as not having it consumed by the morning. It's the issur is to leave it. Leave means that you could eat it, but you leave it. That's the definition of leaving. So by Sha'or Karbanos, where it's always possible to consume the entire cheftah shel carbon, so you're always over lo sasira. That means you could have done something about it, but you neglected it, so you left it over, an act of leaving over. But by carbon pesach, since you might not have enough menuyin, so you could reach a point where you simply can't eat anymore. It'll become achila gasa. So then it's not considered that, then there's no maisa of shiur. It's not a maisa of shiur. It's simply the fact that you couldn't consume it. But there's no quality of shiur. Shiur means you left it where you had room to eat it and you left it. So therefore, the Rambam says, chayav l'shtadl, because he's telling you the shiur of lo sasiru. That as long as the person could be mishtadl, so then he's in a state where he's mishayer. But once he finishes being mishtadl, then it's not called being mishayer. It's called that he simply couldn't eat it. He simply refrained from it. He simply didn't eat it. But it's not that he was mishayer. The concept of shiur means where you can eat it and you're mishayer. But you must, there's a maisa of being mishayer. But where you reach the point that you can't eat anymore, there's no maisa shiur. That's what I would say, and perhaps that's what the Rav meant. Okay? That's what I think it means.
Ready?
Right?
But by Shakabanos, though, you wouldn't say that's not the shear by Shakabanos?
Yeah, that same thing by Shia Kabbalah. You have plenty of Kahanim, so if you neglect it, you're Mashiach.
So why didn't the Ram say that shear by Shia Kabbalah?
Because there's no shear like that, because you have plenty of Kahanim to eat it. So if you don't eat it, so you neglected it. Pesach, you can have a carbon Pesach, you only have a small amount of minyan, so then it depends on the people that are there. So if they can eat, and they can be mishtadl, and they're not, so then they're doing a maisa shiur. But if they were mishtadl already, and they can't do any more, then there's no maisa shiur, and there's no itzulat. That's the way I would interpret. But in other situations, it's always a maisa shiur. Since you have kahanim around, and you just don't take care of it, that's called a maisa shiur. That's what I believe it means. I mean, I was not the shiur, but this makes sense to me. The other way to say it is a different kind of a lav when the pasuk says the exact same lashon. Very, very difficult.
Yeah,
shtadl the Torah. Sounds like, aren't the thing like, I tried my best, you know, that's the Torah, I tried my best, so that's it. Very strange. But I think the definition, if you interpret shiur definitively, I think that makes perfect sense.
And also, Rabbi, in terms of the idea that it's not leaving over if you can't really eat it, but... It's not really, but vis-a-vis the chetza, though, the chetza would get a shame, no sir, even in a case where it's like honest and you couldn't eat anymore and it wasn't, you know?
That's a good question. A chetza would have a shame, no sir, yeah. It's not.
Gets burned.
He doesn't talk about that. That's also a good question. But that's mistava like that. That's not totally in the. I know so. Ba'ish Tisrofu is a separate. Is a separate. Separate mitzvah.
Even though it's a lav nitik lase.
Even though it's a lav nitik lase, and you weren't over the lav, because you really want mashayer, but still the chefta is no sir. The chefta can't. The chefta shel carbon can't exist, because the concept of no sir really is. That the kiyum carbon must be through achila, so the carbon lacks the kiyum. The carbon lacks the kiyum. So, therefore, it's ba'ish tisrofu is the second kiyum that the carbon can have, but it can't be allowed to be around for any other use. Can't be allowed. The carbon has designation either achila or sreifa. That's a din shel carbon. But the carbon cannot be allowed to hang around for other uses. So, because you're violating the kiyum of the carbon. So then it wouldn't matter if the person wasn't over the lav. But the chefta shel carbon demands a kiyum. So he wasn't over a lav, but it lacked in the kiyum. So then the kiyum sreifa is the next kiyum that he could have. That makes sense.
But, just like on Fishbein's question is... Isn't if the asik can exist without the violation of the law, isn't like that one of the things that makes it not a law of any tech lase?
Okay.
I think like not 100% positive, maybe, but by like shiluach hakein, if there's a kiyam ase without the violation of the law, so then it's not a law of any tech lase.
I don't know if that's true. Because the law of any tech lase, the reason why you're not chayiv is because you could be mekayim the ase. You can't mekayim the asay, if you mevatel the asay, so then you chayav malchus.
But is it
because you have is because in other words you didn't violate the law. The reason why lav anitik lasay over here is that you're not chayav malchus is because that's a separate question. Why is it a lav anitik lasay, and what's the concept that you're not chayav malchus? So I believe Rashi says the reason is because you didn't violate the full lav. In other words, the full lav is to place it in a position where it has where it's for everybody to use for their own use, to leave it over in that situation. That's the full lav. So l'chatchili, you should give it the primary kiyum of achila. But if you didn't do that, then you give it a kiyum of sreifa. And you didn't violate the full lav, because the violation of the full lav is to leave it abandoned for other uses. That's why you don't get malchus as long as you can do sreifa. Because it's not the full lav. But that doesn't mean that if you weren't over the iser, that you could leave it around. That's a separate system.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Can I bring a carbon Pesach by myself? And they would let me shecht it, or they would shecht it for me?
They would shecht it for you, but the thing is, the Ram said, what is it, the Ram on that? What does Ram say? That, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Where's that? That's a good question. That's
Howie.
That's Machlekes. Machlekes. He has a piece on that, on Nun Vav. According to Rashi, you can't do it. According to Rashi, you can't do it. Yochet Sheshochet, it's Sheshochet is Pesach Latzmo, it's Kasher. So the Rambam says, Lushi Yeroi Lach Lakulo. The Rashi says that the Fidu Chabush Yochet Lach Kizayis is Shochetan Alav. So of course, according to Rashi, is all he has to be able to do is to eat a Kizayis.
Right. The Rambam uses the same Lashon there by the, he says, Rushi Roy Lechel Skulo Umishtadlin Shlo Yishchat Lekatchila Al Yachet.
Shtadlin.
Yeah, it's just a funny.
That's for a different reason.
Right.
I know, but it's the same. Yishtadlos.
Rebbe?
Yes.
No, I didn't mean a case if you can eat the whole thing. I mean, can I? I'm not that Japanese guy.
Rashi says even if you can't eat the whole thing, as long as you get it, because that's a Rashi line. That's Pashas Pshat in the Gemara.
The Rambam says no.
And yes, that's I'm at the point of the Rambam. The Rambam says no.
The question they ask the question on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam require you to show your royal chukum? He has a piece on it.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a look at that. We
can
do that.
Love and need to say.
Yeah.
So there's a tshuva of Levon Melech.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a tshuva. Moshe's going to read it.
The tshuva of what?
Of Aaron ben Arambam about the Love and need to say.
All right. I mean, it's he has to go into the whole. It's a big area. I mean, not ready to do it just on the tshuvas or I'm going to have to go through the whole area.
All right.
And you're going into a big area there.
Yes.
I think from our standpoint, it makes perfect sense. Of course, Lava Nitiglase has to do with Onish. That as long as he didn't do the full Avera, like Rashi says, so there's no Malkus. Unless he can't be the kind of the SA. Then he did the full Avera. But that's what Rashi interprets. I mean, that's the plain shot. So that's Halacha and Onish. But that has nothing to do with the kiyum of the carbon. So even though he's not over the assay over here, doesn't mean that the kiyum carbon is not demanded. So he can't do the kiyum carbon of achila because he didn't violate the law. But he wouldn't get malchus. The difference would be like this. The difference would be is if he couldn't do sreifa. So would he get malchus? In that case, he wouldn't get malchus because he's not in violation of the law. But insofar as the chefzer shel kiyum carbon, that should remain intact. So therefore, the carbon is not allowed to. The carbon demands two kiyumim. Now he didn't violate the law, but still the kiyum carbon wasn't satisfied. So that's why you'd have to have sreifa. That makes sense.
The fact that the law holds his father doesn't learn that way, so we're just not dealing with that issue.
What's
that? And the fact that the Rabbi says his father learns
he
doesn't have the ownership, but has with the definition of
the
law, we're just not dealing with that
shita. I don't know. I mean, we gotta go into that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, take a look at it, see what his right is. If you want to go through that, it's another area, it's an interesting area. Where is the tshuva found?
In the end of the Sefer HaMitzvah, so there's a book called Sefer Meisen Nisim. It's a bunch of Shelas Tshuvas.
I know. That's what I thought.
It's in Shelas Tess.
Shelas Tess, a big one?
Not so big. Like a column.
All right, I mean, say that for me if you want.
No, not your question at all.
So he wants to answer it. If you want to take a look at it, you can take a look at it. It's in Nun Vav. Not clear what his answer is. Maybe we could put it together.
Okay. A short one.
Yep. Okay. Rambam, the Perek Beis, Mehufas, Korbatata, Halacha Beis. Yotin Sheshachat is a Pesach la'atzmo, Kasher. Shehu Sheyichi Amro'i la'achlo eskulo. V'yisorah dvorom v'psachim, Sadi Allah Hamra'ov. Rav Yossi Omer Yachid v'yachol la'achlo shokhtin olam. V'hine Rashi b'mishne sham v'divra ma'asad v'afilu chagura shal mea kasav
Tok dvorov.
Yachid v'yachol la'achlo kezayis shokhtin olam. Mefurash tesagi v'kach sh'yachol la'achlo kezayis v'kmo kol menuyin v'be'inam sh'yichol la'achlo kezayis. Okay, the pasuk Rambam la'alan b'halacha gimel. Ulam Harambam, because of Khan, the Yachid Sheshachar is a Pesach for Atmo, Sarchi Yeroy Lechol is Kula, the Losagi because I is Bola, the Cholikal Rashi Bazet, Vain Lanet Siv, the Parshas Baloscha, the Hertev Davar Sham Shehertev Bazet.
So let's do what he wants to say.
The Vir Shitas Harambam, Nira, Mitzvahs Achilas Korban Pesach, he al Kol Korban. The Ein Ze Chiyav Shal Kezayis Greda to Matzah Omara. Ki Milvar HaChiyav De Rami A Karkata De Gavra Lechol Kezayis Pesach Lel Tesvav Yesh Chiyav Mesuyam Inside the Dine HaKorban Pesach Lechol Es Kol HaKorban Vilu B'chlal Ma Dixiv De Achulish HaBasar B'lel Azeh De Apshim Ochal Kezayis Froyatzei Dei Chovas Achilas Pesach Lel Tesvav Mkolmogom Yeshkiyav Nosaf, Midine HaKorban Pesach, Lecho Eskulo, Kol of Kezayis Ukezayis Shabbos. Vechiyav Zeh, Inu Midine Besar Kachem, El Midine HaKorban Pesach Atzma. Vegam Zeh Nechol Bedim Le'ochlo Shal Korban Pesach.
Anybody have any idea what he's saying?
And he just seems to switch at the end to Korban Pesach.
What?
Wasn't he saying it was Dine Kachem the whole time?
Excuse me?
He said at the beginning that it's al kol korban, right?
He's not saying that the korban has to be necho, like by shor korbanos. He's not saying that. That we know. That everybody agrees with. He's saying something else here. You see what he's saying? And it's a strange thing. I mean, where do you see such a thing?
Right.
It's a mitzvah achilas kezayis on the gavra. It's munach hakarkam on the gavra.
Right.
Where do you see the mitzvah eat the whole carbon? I mean, that's...
It's strange to close with every kezayis also.
What? Every kezayis? We learned, the Rav one time said, why does it say, Yomisha Ocha, the difference between matzah, by matzah it says, V'mlo Ocha Lala Kezayis Yatza. And by Pesach it says, Yomisha Ocha Kezayis Yatza. Not V'mlo Ocha Lala Kezayis. No, I'm sorry, the other way around. V'mlo Ocha Lala Kezayis Yatza. And Matzah says Mishochel Kezayis Yotza, because Mishochel Kezayis Yotza means there's nothing more after that. But the Imlo Ochel Ela Kezayis, it means that's he's Yotza the Mitzvah. But if he eats more, there's a Kiyum. But that's a Kiyum in Achilas Kachim. But that I understand. But over here he's saying something different. What is the idea here? It's a strange idea that everybody has to eat up the whole carbon. So he says himself in the next paragraph, Dain's a din achilas kula, rak mishum chiyuv ad achilas kachim baumar. No, mi dini o achilas ad korban pesach atzmo. What does that mean? Dain a roi lechol as kula, chosim ala ochla, shal a korban pesach, dain a roi lekim chovas and chovas on mitzvasa. I think what it means is like this. This is the best I could make out of it. That what he means is that Korban Pesach is different than Shor Korbanos. Because in Korban Pesach, the Achilas HaKorban is part of the essence of the Korban, of the designation of the Korban. Not like by Shor Korbanos. By Shor Korbanos, Achilas HaKorban is a kiyum in the Chester Shel Korban. But over here, the Korban Pesach was nasis the mitzvah achiloso. So mitzvah achiloso is a part of the very essence of the Korban itself. So therefore, perhaps that's what he means. That since Korban Pesach is different, and it's a suyo achila, so achila is nitzareis in the whole essence of the Korban itself. So therefore, besides the fact that the Korban must be a nechal mishmi din kachim, the essence of the Korban is through the mitzvah sachiloso. And that mitzvah sachiloso is on kol Korban. He doesn't mean everybody has to eat the whole Korban, that's impossible. But he means that le mitzvasa, the Korban le mitzvasa is really the achilas HaKorban plays a different role over here. It doesn't show Korbanos. The Korban was made so you should have the mitzvah achilas, so to speak. So the gavra has it. So there's a kiyum in the gavra. First of all, he has to eat a kezayis, that's the kiyum of mitzvah. But then there's another kiyum in the Korban Pesach itself, that the gavra should be ochel the Korban. Midin mitzvah sachila, not midin chefza shel kachim. Follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I believe that's what he means.
Why isn't that mitzvah only a kezayis, though? Why isn't that, in terms of the gavra, isn't the chiyuv only a kezayis from Bachlos and Basar?
In terms of the gavra?
Yeah, isn't that his chiyuv?
The chiyuv is the kezayis, and once he ate a kezayis, he's yotze. But he's saying, besides that, the Korban was really essentially for achila. So the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Maisa Achila, is a mitzvah on the whole Korban. Because that's the essence of the Korban. The essence of the Korban, it's different than Shor Korbanos, because the Korban, the essence of the Korban is L'Achilasa. So therefore, the mitzvah is that the people should eat. The Vachlos HaBasa B'Layla Hazeh, that the people should eat the whole Korban. That's an essence in the kiyum of the Korban. Not in terms of the chefza, but that in terms of the mitzvah achila, a different kind of a Korban. It's a Korban that's omer l'achila. So there's a different kiyum in the achila. There's two kiyum in the achila. There's a kiyum that the Korban should be nechal l'mitzvasa completely. Should be nechal l'mitzvasa completely. And then there's a kiyum that the Korban should be nechal, like Shor Kachim. But the kezayis is yotze. But really, the chiyuv is that it's a Korban shel achila. It's a Korban shel achila. So the mitzvah achila is chal on the entire Korban. Because of the nature of the Korban, it's a Korban shel achila. That's what I believe he means.
Do you mean like the like almost like the achila like completes the hakrava of the Korban?
Hakrava, it completes the essence of its designation. The achila here is different than shor achilas. Achila is tied to the very essence of the Korban. You want to say hakrava, fine. I hear why you want to say that. I'm not sure if I'm ready to use that term. But he's saying that since the Korban actually constructed for Achilas Mitzvah, that's the essence of the Korban is Achilas Mitzvah, so the whole Korban is Mitzvah and Achilas Mitzvah. That's the Svara. That's a good Svara. So it's true, Mishoch HaGezayis is Yotza, but the Korban is really only L'Achilas Mitzvah. The whole Korban is only L'Achilas Mitzvah. That's the essence of the Korban. So besides the Kiyum and the Chefza, the Achilas Mitzvah is Chal on the entire Korban. That's designation is that it should be not just the kezias should be eaten from mitzvah, but the whole carbon should be eaten from mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah sachiloso on the entire carbon. That's what he wants to say. It's true he yotzeh with kezias, but the mitzvah sachiloso is on the entire carbon.
It's similar, you know, it's similar to that other idea that he had in the other piece about that, the Rambam, why if you eat it during the day or if you eat it after chatzos. Let's take an Isra'asa in a sense.
Say it again, the what?
It's similar, you know, the other point where he brought up with the Rambam and the Ramban of why if you eat it before, after chatzos. Or if you eat it before, Mibodiyom.
Mibodiyom, right.
You know, like why the Rambam holds like that's a din in carbon Pesach?
Right.
Because it's almost like the din of the carbon itself is that it's only for achilas mitzvah.
That's right.
And if you eat any piece of it you eat beforehand, you're like violating the achilas mitzvah shalom.
That's true. But over here, this is a very abstract point. I mean, he's really adding a new dimension here. He's saying that it's not just the kezias, but it's really the whole carbon is all made l'achilas mitzvah. That's what he's saying here. That's a tremendous chiddush. He quotes in the end, he quotes the Grizz. But I don't know if the Grizz is saying it. He says, the But that's not, that's a different pshat. That's the original pshat that we said. But anyways, that's what I think the concept is. All right, any more questions?
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I'm not following very well. Can you just explain again why it is that this achila is different than, let's say, shlamim or chatos, anything like that?
Because over here there's the mitzvah saseh of achilas ha-pesach, and the whole pesach is bor b'shem mitzvah sachilasa. So the mitzvah sachilasa plays the achila over here, plays a different role. It's all made la'achila shel mitzvah. That's part of its designation.
So you mean by the other karbanos, the eating is accidental, you're saying?
A shel karbanos is no mitzvah like that.
Well, if you don't partake of a shlamim, what happens?
So then you're breaking the kiyum of the carbon. Because the carbon is supposed to be na'achelas.
Yeah, so...
But over here, it's not. You don't eat the pesach because the carbon is supposed to be na'achelas. You eat the carbon pesach because the mitzvah, separate mitzvah say of achilas pesach. There's no separate mitzvah say over there.
I mean, there's no mitzvah per se to eat from a shlamim once you bring it.
Right. There's no special mitzvah to eat shlamim. You don't have to bring shlamim. You don't have to eat shlamim. No mitzvah say. The only thing is that the carbon should be nechal al yidei ha'bayalim. That's a kiyum in the carbon. Over here, there's a mitzvah saseh of achilas pesach. It's a different concept. The whole carbon is omid l'kach. So that's a tremendous chiddush he's saying, but it's a nice idea.
It fits in very well with the philosophy of the mitzvah also, Rebbe.
With the philosophy?
Yeah.
And what? Go ahead.
Because it was Talker Avodah Zarah. It was their God.
Right.
That's why it's different from all the other.
That's right. That's very good.
Yeah, Pesach Sheni as well.
All right, so we have some nice concepts here. Very good. Let's think about what you want to do here on in next week. We should till Shavuos.